Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Welcome, everybody, to another week of Believe in Ohio State Football. Dylan Tyer back here with you after a couple of weeks off, and we had weeks off for a reason. I'm going to be transitioning this podcast over to my good friend Tim Tully, handing the reins over to Tim Tully, of course. Tim, I think you were on our last podcast that we posted talking about the NFL draft and where the Ohio State guys ended up in some of those fits. We did that fun snake draft. But this is your podcast now. So everybody get to know Tim Tully. I guess I should say thanks to everybody for joining me as long as I've been doing this podcast. I did it for about a year. I think I picked up this podcast this time last summer when there wasn't a whole lot going on in the sports world. So I appreciate everybody listening along with me, everybody joining me every week for all the support. I mean, really everything, but this podcast could not be in better hands as I toss it over to Tim Tully. I think Tim can do even better with this podcast than I was able to do. So Tim, let's introduce you to the folks here.
Yeah, man. Well, first off, I'm a day one listener to the Dylan Tyer show. I'm the biggest Dylan Tyer fan on earth. So I'm very grateful to be able to take over the show. And I know it's in good hands, or I hope it's in good hands with me. I know you're moving on to some big, exciting things. And hopefully throughout the fall, we'll be able to get our weekly Justin Fields update to really get the inside of how Dylan's feeling. One thing, you know, for everybody listening, one thing to know about me is I'm as Ohio State as they come, but I really like the impact that the Ohio State guys play at the NFL level too. So I'm certain in the fall, we'll have Dylan on all the time to talk Bears and talk, you know, we can catch up on his Josh Myers take is that he's going to be a Hall of Famer in 15 years with the Packers, which might have been more of a cynical look, the same way I look at Curtis Samuel going to the Washington football team. But I'm excited, man. I I'm in Boston now, but I'll be spending a good amount of the fall in Columbus going to most of the games. I know we already got Oregon circled for the first week, so I'm excited to see the team. And there's, you know, it's a transition stage for Ohio State football, so it's a fitting transition here on the show. And I know there's some stuff in the works to get, we're in some talks to get a former player to join, that player to be named later for the fall season as that ramps up. So, I'm excited. Dylan, I appreciate the first off, I appreciated the audition a couple of weeks ago, and I appreciate the handoff now.
Handing off like Justin Fields to J.K. Dobbins, right? Or to Trey Sermon. This is a Northwestern game handoff, Justin Fields to Trey Sermon. It's only getting better.
It's not so much though, because I think with that, the whole game, you're like, they just got to keep giving it to Trey Sermon. Like I'm hoping to keep a little Fields involved here with the way we'll work going forward. But yeah, I'm stoked.
I respect the hell out of that.
You got to get the ball back, you know, especially. So you'll hear a lot of that. I'm all about running the ball. I'm all about throwing deep. And I think with some of these experienced quarterbacks and what's going on, it's really an exciting year for Ohio State, because for the last, I don't know, Dylan, you and I, so, and a little background for everybody listening, Dylan and I ran the Ohio State student radio together for 3 years, overlapping. We both were there for four, but I'm a year older. So we switched, we did probably called 30 Ohio State football games together, probably called another 100 Ohio State sporting events together, and, you know, for Big Ten Network or for different programs along the way, and became great pals from there, and share a very similar football philosophy of understanding you got to score some more points and stop worrying about stopping everybody, which is always fun. And I do think, Dylan, this year with Ohio State, as we're talking about a transition, it's a different year. And I think it's the first real test for Ryan Day, you know, where the last couple of years it was, okay, here's a Range Rover, drive it, you know, and it's fully
loaded.
That's
a bad example. Range Rovers are absolute horrible cars.
After 50,000 miles, though. So we're at 50,000 miles. The first 50,000 miles, it's great. Now we're going to see what
we're off the lot. Yeah. Okay.
We're going to see what the Range Rover can do after 50K here. Maybe we'll trade it in and we'll see what he traded it in for. So at 50K, you know, you lose Fields. And I mean, it's crazy to think about the stretch of quarterbacks Ohio State's had. And, you know, the biggest problem now is choosing between 14 stars between three guys or 13 stars between three guys and who's going to start. It's exciting, man. I think, you know, with everything going on, and this will be the first normal season after last year with no fans in the shoe. And I'm just talking football, and that's one of the reasons, you know, when you asked me to take over the show, I was fired up. I'm waiting for fall now. We're Memorial Day 2 days away, and probably it was yesterday by the time the show's posted. But yeah, I'm stoked, and I'm hoping to be able to keep that energy throughout the football season and certainly throughout the summer to get the fans ready for, you know, the kind of team they're going to see when they get back into the shoe this fall.
Yeah. Tim's a great football guy. So, I mean, we've already said it a number of times, but you're in excellent hands. He knows everything about the Buckeyes. I think you mentioned it. You're super dialed in to what former Buckeyes are doing in the National Football League. So I know I talked about that a lot on this show, so we're not going to lose that aspect at all. And like Tim just said, I mean, this is a huge transition year for Ohio State, and I'm a little bit sad to be leaving the podcast because of that, because that's something that I was really looking forward to, seeing what Ohio State looked like this season and talking about it with all you listeners out there, because we really haven't seen something like this at Ohio State in quite a while. I mean, there was the transition a couple of years ago from JT Barrett to Dwayne Haskins and Joe Burrow. I mean, Joe Burrow to a lesser extent, but I feel like he kind of knew what you were getting there, because Urban Meyer had really hyped up Dwayne Haskins beforehand. And you knew kind of what you were getting out of that quarterback battle, because we had seen each of them play a little bit in garbage time. Both of them looked really, really good. Now you have no idea what you're going to get from anybody. And to continue with your car analogy here, I mean, we know we're getting a Ferrari, or if you're an F1 fan, we know we're getting a Mercedes in a year in Quinn Ewers coming to Ohio State. This season, who knows what you're getting? I mean, are you going to get a beater? Are you going to stick with a Range Rover? Are you going to get a Ferrari? Are you going to get a Mercedes? We'll see what happens. And that's why this year is so exciting, because you don't know what you're going to get. It's like you're going to a vending machine and picking out your vehicle there.
Yeah, and I think when you're talking about the last time there was this much uncertainty was, you know, the weeks after Braxton Miller got hurt in 2013, right? That going into the national championship season, which was 14, actually. But, you know, I think that's the last time there's been – and, you know, like the same thing, right? They said the same things about JT Barrett that they're going to say about Stroud, and they're going to say about McCord is, okay, he was a top dual-threat quarterback. It's, you know, he was – you know, top recruit, but what is he on the field, right? You lose all the value of being a high school star recruit once you put a red jersey on, right? You're just another guy. So I think there's a lot of uncertainty there. And it's an important offseason to understand what the next probably 3 years of Ohio State football is going to look like, because with the different types of quarterbacks, CJ Stroud in there as well, Jack Miller, and you have McCord as well. I mean, there could be so many different ways this offense could look, and the defense as well. How are you going to, play ball control? Are we going to run the ball? Is it going to be high flying Ryan Day offense, which I would imagine it's going to be, because in my interaction with the Ryan Day, that's what he's looking for. He's looking to score, and he certainly hasn't been stopped in his time. You know, even the games they've lost, the Clemson game and the Alabama game, they didn't have a problem scoring on either of those teams. So it's super exciting. You know, we got a Michigan game again this year, which, you know, this is the first year Ohio State hasn't beat Michigan in 9 years. So there's a chip on the shoulder, not having a fresh pair of gold pants from last fall. And there's a ton of stuff. And I think, Dylan, what, you know, for the rest of the, you know, next 5 minutes, as we kind of finish and looking at your season outlook, I would love to just have on the bulletin board who you think is going to take the first snap in the fall against Oregon.
You know, on this podcast, I've frequently been really high on Kyle McCord because, you know, there's a reason they're bringing in talent like this. Promises have to be made to some guys. You know, I got in a big debate with somebody about Quinn Ewers coming to Ohio State and whether he was going to start right away as a true freshman. I mean, how are you going to keep Quinn Ewers away from Texas where, you know, Tom Herman was recruiting him at that point, but to get him to Texas, you're guaranteeing him the starting job from day one, or you're going to give him the best opportunity. I don't think that's any different from Ohio State. How are you going to keep Quinn Ewers away from Alabama? How are you going to keep Quinn Ewers away from Georgia, from Clemson, all these schools? He's got to have that opportunity right away. So, I mean, forecasting the future in a couple years, I mean, I think it's Quinn Ewers' job to lose, which makes this season really, really interesting because you've got Kyle McCord, who is the number two overall quarterback recruit in the nation this year. He's a five-star. You've got C.J. Stroud, who looked pretty darn good in the spring game and was a four-star and a guy who really thrived in the Elite 11 before coming to Ohio State. So I think it's going to be one of those two guys. I think we're going to see a transfer from Jack Miller. I think Kyle McCord looked like he could hold his own at quarterback for Ohio State in the spring game, and that's without ever playing college football before. So I'm really intrigued to see what's going to happen this fall, because if Kyle McCord is able to progress pretty quickly here and get a grasp of this Ohio State offense, I wouldn't be surprised to see him at starter whatsoever. But I think it's probably C.J. Stroud's job to lose right now. I think you're going to get steady quarterback play out of C.J. Stroud. I don't necessarily think you're going to get anything crazy or dynamic like Justin Fields. I think Kyle McCord has more of that ability, a more dynamic thrower, and you're certainly going to get it out of Quinn Ewers in a couple years, who's the best recruit ever to commit to Ohio State. But, you know, I think it'll be C.J. Stroud, barring some really, really good development by Kyle McCord this season. But I think, with that being said, we will see Kyle McCord take meaningful snaps at Ohio State this season.
And Dylan, I think one of the things you brought up with Quinn Ewers in particular, and not to get too inside baseball here, but you wonder about, okay, right, if your choices are Stroud, McCord, and Miller, and we'll say Miller's in the Joe Burrow spot where he's good enough to start anywhere. Unfortunately, it's just a thick room right now, and with the injuries and whatnot, might be better for a fresh start. And of course, like his high school rival in high school, you know, he's playing against Spencer Rattler, who Rattler, like, he's going to be a Heisman candidate this year. And Jack Miller was just as good if he wasn't in the top five quarterbacks in Arizona that year. So I think one thing that plays a factor as well, when you think about Ewers, you think about McCord, is if you go with Stroud, that's a 2-year call, because if he's good, he goes pro after two seasons. If he's not good, then next year, you know, they'll probably replace him middle of the season anyway. So there's a ton of pressure on that. But if you add on top of it, dude, thinking about next year, right? If you go with McCord, that's three. You're passing on Quinn Ewers, which might be fine because McCord looks awesome. He's Mr. Football in Pennsylvania. He's an absolute stud. You know, the undefeated. He's got all the credentials in the world. The same resume that you're taking with Ewers. It's the same lottery ticket. If you go Stroud and things don't go well, next year you can have a 2-man competition. If you go McCord, then your best case scenario is you're going true freshman McCord, which I don't think they would do. The one thing, I don't think they would redshirt him. I think maybe they would do like the 4-game redshirt, but you do Ewers next year redshirts. Then you have 2 years of McCord. He'll be and then you have one season where Ewers is eligible as a redshirt freshman and is your backup. Maybe Stroud transfers or maybe Stroud starts, whatever. If we're playing in the McCord scenario, then you get a third-year quarterback in Quinn Ewers, only a sophomore, who can play 1 year or 2 years or 3 years if he really wants to. But I think that, as far as a handoff, is the best way to do it. But if you go McCord, you're committing to McCord for 3 years, unless you really think Ewers is better. But at Ohio State, dude, like, here's the big problem, and we only have a couple more minutes, but what I see as a huge problem for Ohio State is with the Big Ten, unless you lose an Iowa game or unless you lose a Purdue game, you're going to go undefeated. You're not going to lose to Michigan, especially not this Michigan team that's going to come this fall. You're not going to lose to Penn State with what Penn State has. You know, you're going to get upset if you lose. You're not going to lose more than two games. So do you take a quarterback, and similar to the way with like Haskins and Barrett, where you know you have, or Cardale and Barrett, you know there's another level you could take. But you're winning every freaking game with this guy. How do you replace that guy? And I think it's a great problem to have, but it's a problem nonetheless.
No, I think that's a great point. And this is where, you know, a lot of like traditional Ohio State fans, and particularly a lot of people in Columbus and in Ohio, they still think this way, where I'm off this train. Urban Meyer was beholden to a lot of players. Like JT Barrett was his guy. Even if he had a better quarterback, he wasn't going to play the better quarterback. He was going to play JT Barrett. And I mean, you kind of saw that. You kind of saw the opportunity there with JT Barrett and Cardale Jones battling it out. But he ended up going back to JT Barrett because Cardale Jones couldn't seize the job. But I just see that, you know, and how you're talking about, you know, if you give Kyle McCord the job this year, you're committing to him for 3 years. I don't necessarily think that Ryan Day thinks that way. And I don't think he can afford to think that way if you're going to continue to recruit how you're recruiting. I think you have to start whoever's best. I think it's going to get really cutthroat. And I don't think Ryan Day has a problem being cutthroat, because that's just the nature of the beast nowadays. If you want to win a national championship, which frankly, Ohio State has to do in the next three or four seasons with all the talent they've been able to bring in. And if they want to, I mean, Ohio State's always going to be relevant, but if they want to be, you know, continue to be relevant with the Alabamas, with the Clemsons that are always going to be right there competing for national championships, I think they have to win in the next couple of years. And to do that, you need to start the best. If Kyle McCord's better than CJ Stroud this season, you start Kyle McCord. I don't think that means that Quinn Ewers can't start in the next couple of years, because if Quinn Ewers is better than Kyle McCord, you're going to say, sorry, Kyle, but this guy's better. Go be the starting quarterback at, you know, Oklahoma or whoever else wants him after Spencer Rattler's gone. You know what I'm saying? I think it's going to get cutthroat, and I don't think Ryan Day has a problem doing that. I don't think he's beholden to players like Urban Meyer.
And I think with the luxury and what we saw with Joe, like, you know, where – it is such an interesting quandary now with how easy it is to transfer that you're almost trying out for Ohio State. And you're like, all right, well, I'll go to North Carolina, or I'll go to North, which is so funny, because like these are, you know, massive, or I'll go to LSU, right? Like Joe Burrow did. Like these are massive programs. And what Ryan Day has basically taken the Elite 11 QB camp, said, here, we're going to have tryouts, like the Joker in the Dark Knight. We're going to have tryouts. Breaks the pool cue, throws them to all three guys, and said, whoever comes out alive is my guy. And the other two can run. So I really think that's what's happening. And I do agree. Like, that's the one thing I love about Ryan Day is, dude, he's just there for business. He's there to win. He's there to make it happen. And, you know, he's okay with saying, hey, man, like, not for, like, you know, Brandon White and all these different guys that had a great year, and they got Malcolm Butler, man. They got replaced. And that's okay. When there's only four teams competing for a national championship every year, you have to keep sharpening. It's like playing in, you know, MLB The Show or Madden with the all pro teams. Like at some point you're going to have to sit a guy who was a 98 overall, and it just doesn't make sense.
Yes, exactly. And I'm glad we're on the same page there, because I mean, Ohio State's not even in this situation if Justin Fields doesn't transfer in. They're in this situation because they had a transfer quarterback from a blue chip program. I mean, think about this. If Justin Fields isn't Ohio State's quarterback 2 years ago, who's going to be your quarterback? Is it going to be Tate Martell? Are you really going to give the keys to Tate Martell? Because they didn't have anybody behind him. Or were they going to have a different transfer come in? If that's the case, CJ Stroud was probably your starter as a true freshman last season, and he's going into a draft eligible year this year, and you don't have to worry about any of this. Then it's Kyle McCord and Quinn Ewers. And I mean, it remains to be seen what McCord's going to do, but Quinn Ewers is probably winning that battle based off of his tape and based off of his recruiting profile. Because like I said, if he ends up coming to, cause he's committed to Ohio State, that doesn't mean he's coming here, you know? But if he comes here, he's going to be the highest rated player ever to come to Ohio State. Better than Justin Fields, better than anybody. He's a perfect 1,000 recruit, perfect 5-star, 1,000 rated recruit. So, I mean, if Justin Fields is never at Ohio State, we don't really have this issue right now. But we have this issue because Ryan Day has shown that he's cutthroat. You know, would Urban Meyer have been beholden to Tate Martell? Maybe, but, you know, with a guy like Justin Fields available, you probably make the exception right there. But Tate Martell was an Urban Meyer recruit. He was an Urban Meyer guy. We saw him get reps at quarterback, you know, that first season. So what would have happened if it wasn't Ryan Day? Ryan Day has shown that he can be cutthroat, like you said, a little bit to a lesser extent with that quarterback battle, to a greater extent with what happened on defense. You mentioned Brandon White. I mean, he was the Rose Bowl defensive MVP, and Ohio State says, you know what? We don't have room for you this season or the coming season, and he transferred to Rutgers. That's how it is, and that's how it's going to be, especially with this new transfer rule where guys can just come in willy-nilly. It might create a problem, but I think, like you said, it's a good problem to have. You have to have the right coach in place to make it work, and I think Ryan Day is that guy for Ohio State. And we might, you know, we might see a little kind of microcosm, a precursor this season, at running back. There's obviously a lot of traffic in the wide receiver room, but you know who your wide receivers are going to be. It's going to be Chris Olave and Garrett Wilson. Nobody's going to jump them on the depth chart. But at running back, you've got the number one overall running back recruit this season in Travion Henderson, and you've got a guy that's maybe worn out his welcome a little bit in Master Teague. We saw him get passed up last season by Trey Sermon. Is Travion Henderson better than Master Teague? If he is, he's going to be Ohio State's running back this season, and I think that's how Ryan Day operates.
He's definitely faster.
Yeah.
He's definitely faster, but I'm a Master Teague guy. We could see. So maybe when we have you on in July for the check-in, we can do running backs then.
Yeah, for sure. And they'll probably end up going with the split in the running back room, which I absolutely hate. I hate having two running backs. We saw it with Mike Weber and J.K. Dobbins. Disgusting.
Yeah, dude, if you have two, you don't have one. The only way it works is if the second guy is like Curtis, where you can have him on the outside. And we'll see that with Urban. And maybe that's what we'll do as well. We'll have and I think going forward, right, what we'll do is we'll do like a Monday game recap, NFL recap, and then Thursdays or, you know, Wednesdays we'll do our game preview for the week. We'll talk about the game and talk about the Jaguars and all the different Ohio State entities and branches that come across. But Dylan, I just want to thank you for one, trusting me to take over your baby here and move it forward. And I'm looking forward to having you on, and I'm looking forward to following the big things you're doing with the Jackets and going forward, everything. You've been a great friend, and I'm really looking forward to growing this podcast and having you on in the future.
Yeah, I cannot wait to watch it grow. I know you'll do great things with it. Everybody, I just want to say
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.